Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Detheridge. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schottsetter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Trammell. White moves to third. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Akins reaches second base with a double. White scores. McRae scores. It's 2-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is walked intentionally. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Akins moves to third. Wathan moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. Wathan scores. It's 4-0. Royals. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Detheridge reaches second base with a double. Lockhock scores. It's 5-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gura, and towards Brett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman takes first base on ball 4. Thompson scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. Brookins moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss scores. Brookins scores. Stegman moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stegman tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Royals. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 6-5, Royals. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Rennie Martin now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters. Akins reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wei then hits a line drive towards short. Trammell catches it and steps on second to double up Akins. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Wei then and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Detheridge hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Tobik now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitaker. Brett moves to third. Akins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Royals. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Bob Detheridge. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Clint Hurdle now playing left field. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive towards the mound. Tobik reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington throws to second for one, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-6, Royals. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Hurdle moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. It's 9-6, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 6. the Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Billingham now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Akins strikes out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.